Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing our regularly scheduled physical culture radio. Today, the discussion will be to squat or not to squat. That is the question. Then at the top of the second hour, if you have amalgam fillings in your mouth, those are those silver fillings that were all the rage up until just recently. And we started to get the message that, hey, you know, the mercury in them may not be good for us. You're going to want to listen to the second hour when we have Dr. Tom McGuire on. He's going to tell us three natural ways to rid the body of mercury. So that's during the second hour. Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX Sports. Those of you who are interested in finding cresellazine, which is their new anti-inflammatory product that was used in the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis trial, as well as the adult trial, it's on superhumanradio.com. Click one of the banner ads.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
How do you like that?
Pretty good. I'm impressed.
Isn't that cool? I'm going to get you a little recorder to carry around with you, so whenever you walk into a room, you can fire that off.
Theme music.
Yeah, there you go. You need your own theme music. Anyway, how are you, Brooks Kubik?
Carl, I'm great. I'm great.
How are the e-books doing? You released a new e-book on the last Physical Culture Radio and posted on my Facebook page that within like several hours of releasing it, it already went into the top 10.
That's true. I called it the Superhuman Bump, and we've done that twice now. We've released ebooks on the day of, or in one case, during the show. And within 12 hours or less, the ebooks pop into the top 10, which is a good indication that Superhuman Radio and Physical Culture Radio is pretty popular around the world.
Well, I got to tell you something funny. So when we were in Billings, Montana, the PR firm that works for All American Pharmaceutical, the girl there, said she had heard the show on a local radio station. And I looked at her and I said, are you sure? She goes, yeah, I was listening to it in my car. I said, my show? She said, yes. Which made me wonder, you know, our feed goes out to the world via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be any stretch of the imagination. You know, radio stations today, many of them don't produce any of their own programming. They bring everything in via satellite or internet. It wouldn't surprise me if right now we're talking to a population somewhere that we don't realize, because I just see the number of connections, the number of quote-unquote live listeners. That live listener may not be a live listener. It may be a connection to a radio station's back end that's then rebroadcasting the show. And what they may be doing is when we go into break, they fire their commercials instead of mine. Now, does that make me upset? Probably not. I mean, you know, do it. I don't care. Because the reality is we're getting exposure of the message to the masses. And if they have to make some money to do that, I got no problem with that.
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You've got, you always have a word of mouth factor. And, you know, so for example, back in the day, Bob Hoffman sells a kid a barbell set. Now, if the kid has five other kids from his neighborhood come over and they all start training in the basement or the backyard or the garage or something, is that a loss of four customers for Bob Hoffman? Or is it a good thing because, you know, now the kids are building up a little bit of a network and that's five times as many kids. They're going to be walking around bigger and stronger and the other kids are going to be saying, hey, you know, what are you doing? Where'd you get those muscles? And, you know, I would argue that it's a good thing for Bob Hoffman to be in that situation. And that's somewhat analogous to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, and the reality is, If we're reaching more people with the message, and we're indoctrinating more people into this lifestyle, ultimately, then my legacy will be fulfilled. My legacy is just to leave an imprint on this planet of people who end up having better quality of lives and teach their children how to have better quality of lives and go forth. I mean, that's it. So let them rebroadcast my show. I love you. If you're rebroadcasting this show right now in a local market, call me and let me know. I'm not going to stop you. I think it's great, and I'll help you do it even to a greater degree. So there you go. Okay. Do you have more ebooks coming, Brooks? Because we get emails constantly now asking for you to turn some of your most popular books into digital.
Well, I get the same emails, and it's really surprising. But you know, we're getting emails from people who are saying, I'm so happy that you're doing the ebooks, and people like them for a variety of reasons. One is it helps you declutter your house to have everything on a tablet ebook as opposed to, you know, libraries all over the house.
Right. Saves trees.
Keeps your significant other happy because the house is decluttered. It's great if you're traveling. I actually got an email from a guy who was traveling, stranded on the tarmac, and said, you know, gee, I wish you had something in an e-book for me to read because I'm sitting here and I've got a tablet, but I don't have anything worth buying. And so I immediately shot him back links to the four e-books that we have up and, you know, basically said, you know, hey, here, take your choice. You know, so those are all good things. One of the other things is, and this is particularly good for people who have vision problems like I do, and older trainees who, you know, who tend to have a little bit of, you know, some trouble reading, you can increase the font size with an e-book. And so, you know, if you prefer larger font because it's easier to read, e-book is perfect for that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and boy, that comes home to me because I'll tell you what, Carl, a lot of books that were favorites of mine when I was a kid, I pick them up now, and the old small type is almost impossible to read. And I don't want to sit there with a magnifying lens because I just really feel, I don't feel like Sherlock Holmes when I do that.
That's what I was thinking of when you said that.
You know, but I mean, you know, it's a problem, so that's an easy workaround. And a couple people have said, I like to take your books to the gym and lay them down and go through the workout, and it's easier to do if I have it digitally. And some people have also said, and when I have it digitally, I can make notes in the margin and so on and highlight passages, you know, which, of course, you can do with a hard copy as well. But people are really liking it, and that's surprised me. So your question was, will there be more?
Yes.
Answer, absolutely. We've got two that are in the pipeline between me and my layout design person, and a third one that I am working on, and more to come. And basically, you're going to have a complete encyclopedia of strength training via my ebooks and courses coming this year and next. We're doing a lot of them.
That's awesome to know. Okay, so today's discussion is the result of a question. A question sent in from a fan of your writings who said, you know, do I have to squat? Tell the story about his personal situation. We're not mentioning his name, so.
Okay. Well, this is a reader who's mid to late 40s, been training pretty much his entire life, and he's doing well, but he's always had problems with the squat. And before anybody jumps up and down and says, wait a minute, everybody in the world's got to squat, there's no such thing as problems, he just needs to work on his flexibility or do this or do that or you know, get some good coaching or whatever, to just listen to his squat challenges. Number one, he has a very bad previous shoulder injury that makes it almost impossible to reach back and hold on to the bar when he hasn't positioned on his back for back squats.
That's me. I mean, yep. my shoulders are so painful to squat with a straight bar that I can't even focus on the squat because the pain in my shoulders is so brutal.
And that's me, and that is a whole lot of older trainees. In fact, it probably is a majority of older trainees. So that's number one. Number two, he has very long arms, a short torso, and long legs, which is not a good physique for squatting. And guess what? You can change a whole lot about your body, but you cannot change your skeletal structure in that sense. Can't change your proportions, whether your arms are long or short, legs are long or short, torso is long or short. You ain't going to change that. So that's another challenge. And yes, if you're young and you work on flexibility and stretching and so on, you can improve your squat, but that's a challenging physique for a squat. Number three, this is the big one, he has lumbar rotoscoliosis, which means that his lumbar spine is a little bit twisted. Okay. And that one right there, that to me is a huge problem. But, you know, he's read books about squats. He's read about doing the 20-rep breathing squat and gaining 20 pounds of muscle in 6 weeks. And, you know, he's read about how Paul Anderson did heavy squats and Doug Hepburn did heavy squats. And back in the day, Milo Steinborn did heavy squats. And, you know, all these famous people that he admires have done heavy squats. He's read my stuff. I say do squats. He's read Terry Rader's stuff. He's read Stuart McRoberts' stuff, Bradley Steiner's stuff, John McCollum's stuff. Everybody says squat. And he knows that Reg Park became the most massively muscular bodybuilder in the world in his era, in large part from squatting. And he wants to squat, and he says, if I don't squat, I feel like a wimp.
Right.
So he started squatting, and at a body weight of maybe 180, 190, over a period of 5 or 6 months, going from pretty much nothing at the beginning, he works up to 5, 6, 7 reps in the back squat with roughly 250 pounds. And at that point, he starts to have some pain in the piriformis muscle, and he starts to think, maybe this is related to the rotoscoliosis. Maybe this is a sign that I'm putting a whole lot of pressure on my discs. Maybe this is not a good thing. What should I do? And out of an abundance of caution, he stops. But, you know, a week later, he's thinking, gee, I need to be squatting. I should be squatting. I'm a wimp if I don't squat. And so that's the question. And he asked me, and I've got an answer for him, but I thought it would be interesting to share that question with my readers via the blog. And so we posted this question on the Dinosaur Training blog on Wednesday of this week, March 31. Nope, I'm losing track of time, Carl. We posted it on April 1, April Fool's Day. Yeah. And so when I put up a post that said to squat or not squat, everybody immediately thought it was an April Fool's joke because they thought the answer was going to be, well, of course you have to squat. So I put that up yesterday, April Fool's Day. And today I put up some responses from readers with their thoughts about whether you need to squat or not. And so we have some really interesting discussion and some really interesting dialogue on this question. Do you need to squat?
You know, and there's been a lot of people that have, over the years, some famous bodybuilders and some really thought-provoking physical culturists who have kind of played down or downplayed the squat, the importance of the squat, and actually said that there were some negatives associated with squatting. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break, and let's kind of break this whole thing down
Okay.
And see if a person really needs to squat, if what they're looking for is not necessarily the actual squat itself, but the results of the squat. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. This is Physical Culture Radio. His website is BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. Go to Amazon.com, buy an ebook. Get it immediately. Who needs deferred gratification? We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cubic today, my co-host. He is the co-host of Physical Culture Radio. His website is BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. If you haven't heard, he's the keeper of the flame of physical culture. We're talking about the squat. Do you really have to squat? I mean, I know a lot of people want to squat, but if you look at the desired results of the squat, do you have to squat to obtain those results? And we even have people back in the day saying squatting was a bad idea. So where do you want to start with this this discussion?
Well, let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about the situation of the fellow who's got these three challenges to squatting.
Okay.
And from there, let's move into the question about, do you need to squat, and has every strong and powerful person in the history of the world done squats or
right.
not?
Right.
Which I think is an interesting discussion. And then we can move to the third part, which is, what about squats and bodybuilding or an aesthetic look? Because there are three related questions, but I think they're three different questions.
Okay.
So if we look at the first part of it, you know, we have a reader who really wants to squat, and, you know, as he says, and I'm using his words, I feel like a wimp if I don't squat, okay? And so the question becomes, with the challenges that he has, does it make sense to squat or not? And Carl, here's another part which is very pertinent to the discussion. Although he has problems squatting and it's a very difficult exercise for him, and perhaps a dangerous exercise given his rotoscoliosis.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know which shoulder is bad, but for example, if he twists to the right and his right shoulder is the bad one, okay, now just imagine what's happening if he's on the bar. He's going down, and his right shoulder isn't quite secure, and the bar wobbles a little bit, moves horizontally because of his bad shoulder. What's that going to do? That's going to twist his hip.
Well, his hip, his spine. You know,
yeah, well, he's going to twist the hip, which yeah. will twist the spine.
Yeah, the discs are only 100% strong when you are facing forward. If you turn slightly to the right or slightly to the left, you reduce the tensile strength of the capsule of the disc, putting yourself at the risk of a compression or worse, a rupture.
Exactly. He can blow out a disc. And the problem in that case would be the shoulder problem. And, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, you've got shoulders that are tight and it's difficult for you to hold on to a squat bar. Same is true of me. The same is true of an enormous number of people over the age of 40 or 50. And for that reason, the squat can become really challenging, because that if those shoulders are not able to hold the bar absolutely motionless and perfectly secure, you really are at risk of having a problem.
Well, I would say that the squat becomes dangerous, outright dangerous.
Yeah, and it's not that the squat is dangerous per se. It's that you are at a time in your life when your body has certain limitations that make the squat a not good choice for you.
Okay, let me throw something in here real quick.
Sure.
Let's say, God forbid, I was, I had lost my arms and my legs in a motorcycle accident.
Okay.
But I insisted on swimming the channel, you know, right? So swimming is not inherently dangerous,
right?
But to a guy who has no arms and legs, it's dead. It's over, right? He's going to sink to the bottom, and that's it. Oh, this was a bad idea. So, you know, you're right. The squat is not inherently dangerous. It's not a bad movement. But if you can't, if you don't have the physical ability, the physical ability to and activate the kinesiology needed to do it safely, then it's not a good movement for you.
That's right, and that's where so much of the discussion in physical culture just gets it falls into a series of ad hominem attacks. If you don't squat, you're a wimp. If you do this, you're such and so. nanny, nanny, boo-boo, fooey on you, and everybody just insults everyone else, and there's no sensible dialogue, and there's no sensible discussion. And the other part of it is this. I know this for a fact, and this is unfortunate. There are people who are all over public social media talking about the awesome things that they do. And you know what? In real life, they don't do those things because they are no longer age appropriate for them. They hurt too darn much. They cause too much pain. They create more problems than benefits. And yet people cannot say publicly, I don't do squats anymore. I do an alternative movement. Some people can, but a lot of people, they just won't acknowledge it, which, you know, creates, it's sort of a self-perpetuating failure loop, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, it'd be really nice if we had more of a discussion about, you know, serious trainees and what adjustments they need to make as they grow older. I think, if truth be told, virtually everyone who's been training for a long time needs to make adjustments. And in some cases, dramatic adjustments. That's not to say that they are a wimp. It's not to say that they are less of a person or they're less serious. And it's certainly not to say that a particular exercise is good or bad. It's just things change over time.
And it may not even have anything to do with age. So look at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my tearing my hamstring, deadlifting, I'm not convinced that was a result of age. It was a result of possibly bad form, an off day, pushing an off day. But I don't do a traditional deadlift anymore. I do trap bar deadlifts now. So, you know, going back and beating to death the analogy I gave of the guy who has no arms and no legs insisting
mm-hmm.
on swimming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just idiocy. That's stupidity. If you're going to go in and do something that you know is going to put you at risk, perhaps even paralyze you, you're an idiot.
Right. And related point, the same trainee, and I'm not saying he's an idiot, but the same trainee does very well with trap bar deadlifts.
That's a great movement and deserves respect. You know what? When I put 500 pounds on a trap bar deadlift and do a few reps with it, I don't see anybody looking at me going, yeah, right, okay, anybody could do that. No, anybody can't do that.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, one of the interesting things, and I got an email about this from one of our listeners. You know, when you and I talk about making adjustments as you grow older and about the challenges of being an older trainee or the challenges of being a trainee who's had an injury, you know, he said, don't forget to focus on the fact that you're three or four times stronger than someone who doesn't train. And you're carrying three or four times as much muscle. And you look great, and you're in terrific shape. And it doesn't matter if you're not doing what you could do 20 years ago. And it doesn't matter if you've changed exercises because of a bad shoulder or a bad knee or a hamstring tear or whatever. You're still doing great. And everyone who's listening, who's training and following the right kind of program and doing the right things diet and nutrition-wise, you're doing great. And if you've been doing it for a long time, you need to recognize, compared to the rest of the world, you really are, as Carl says, a superhuman.
Yeah.
And most people just don't recognize that. They think if they're not squatting 2,000 pounds, they're not doing anything, and that's wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree completely. Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's address some very, very well-respected individuals who thought the squat was a mistake to begin with.
Okay.
For optimal leg development. Let's talk about the effects of leg development. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Physical Culture Radio with my co-host, Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back. Tonight, ooh, never thought I'd
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Later in the show, if you have silver fillings in your mouth, you're going to want to listen to the second half of today's show. We tell you three natural ways to completely rid your body of mercury forever. Right now, we're talking with my co-host, Brooks Kubik. This is Physical Culture Radio. We've been talking about to squat or not to squat. There were lots of people back in the day that said squatting was not necessary for great leg development. And in fact, that squatting may come with some negative effects when you're looking at the aesthetics of a pleasing physique. What do you think about that? And first of all, who were the first people that you remember saying that?
People will be surprised about this. They're going to think the answer is Vince Gironda, who, of course, was against squats and did not have squats in his North Hollywood gym. The reason being that he believed that squats built the hips and that they would ruin the V-shape, the taper. You'd have a bulky physique with a lot of mass in the center of the body, and from an aesthetic point of view, in his opinion, you didn't want that. Now, remember, he was primarily a, you know, he ran a bodybuilding gym, and he ran a gym that catered to movie stars and stunt people in Hollywood. And it was very important for the people who trained there. Clint Eastwood, for example, trained at his gym. Bill Smith trained at his gym. Clint Walker, you know, a lot of top stars from the 50s and 60s. And it was very important for them to have a physique that sold in Hollywood. And that was broad shoulders, small waist, narrow hips. You know, good development, but not super massive development. And that's what he promoted. And so in his gym, you would do sissy squats, or you would do front squats with your heels elevated so that you were doing pretty much a straight up and down movement, very strict movement. He had a hack slide machine, and he liked that. And those were his primary leg movements, at least as far as the front of the thighs would go. He liked to combine those with prone hyperextensions because he wanted to do something to keep the lower back muscles strong and healthy. So that was his approach to leg development. And it was really controversial. I mean, when I was a kid, if Gironda had an article in a weightlifting magazine, particularly if it was an article that talked about training the legs without squats, there was always something from the editor that said, "This is a very interesting article by gym owner Vince Gironda, and in keeping with our open discussion policy, we're going to print it and see what you think. We do not necessarily agree with the suggestions or comments in the article, and leave it to you to decide what to do." I mean, it was really interesting. And it was funny because, Carl, can you think of that kind of little black box disclaimer with a whole lot of other articles that you've seen in old magazines?
No, I mean, I can't, but I can understand why they're doing it there. They realize that it's contrary to the majority of the message that they're promoting. And it's also potentially going to alienate some of their readers. So they want to kind of stay an arm's length from it. You know, like, hey, you know, we just want to be fair and balanced, but we don't necessarily endorse this.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing to me is that's the only time that I recall that somebody would put in that kind of note. It was only with Gironda's stuff, his dietary advice, which was, you know, basically very similar to modern paleo diets. And, you know, that was controversial back in the day. And his advice on leg training was deemed highly controversial. So it was, you know, it's kind of funny. But the interesting thing is that if you go even further back, go back to some of the founding fathers of physical culture. Bob Hoffman was not particularly keen on the squat, and the reason was he was concerned that it would slow a weightlifter down, an Olympic weightlifter. And his primary focus in the 30s and 40s was
explosive.
On developing weightlifters.
Yeah, explosive strength, right.
Yeah, so that was one thing. But the other interesting thing, and this goes back to Sig Klein, George F. Jowett, even Arthur Saxon, some of the really famous early figures in the strength world, they had a concern that putting a heavy bar on your upper back and shoulders would compress the spine and diminish nerve force throughout the body.
Interesting.
And for that reason, they thought it was a really good idea to find leg exercises that did not impose a super load on the spine. So, for example, Sig Klein, who was a very strong man, I mean, he could do a perfectly strict stand on your feet, start from a dead stop military press with more than 150% of his own body weight.
So wow.
That's a 150-pound man, perfect military press with 228 pounds, a professional world record at the time. So this is a really, really strong man. He would only handle body weight in the squat. But what he would do, he would do the exercise on his toes. Okay?
Right.
On his toes, go all the way down into a perfect full squat, maintaining perfect balance all the way down, come up, tense the thigh muscles as hard as possible, go back down, and repeat for 20 or 25 reps. Now, on the one hand, that's not an 800-pound or 1,000-pound squat, and so we can all poo-poo it. Or, on the other hand, we can think, I'll try that, and guess what? If you try it, it is amazingly difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really hard. Or you can do an exercise that George F. Jowett liked and that Arthur Saxon liked. How about a one-arm overhead squat with a dumbbell, a barbell, or a kettlebell in the hand that's overhead? And again, you go all the way up and down on tiptoe for 15 or 20 reps.
Sounds difficult, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very difficult. And obviously, there's lots. I mean, I think a late bodybuilder, Mike Matarazzo, I believe he passed away not too long ago. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think he was another vocal opponent of squatting. And he did lots of things like hack squats and leg presses. But he would not do a traditional squat because he felt that it made the waist very, very thick and also put the lifter at great risk. So obviously, if you're looking for great leg development, you don't have to squat. If you're looking for what squats do to your ego, well, and you can't do them anymore, you may have to find something else to bolster your ego. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, Brooks, I guess to summarize this, if you can squat, go ahead and squat if it makes you happy. If you're looking for leg development, you don't have to squat. But if you're looking for what it does for your ego and you can no longer squat, then you need to find something else that you can do that kind of strokes your ego. What do you think?
I think that's a good way to summarize it. And, you know, a related point is this. Everybody reads about the overall growth-stimulating effect of the squat. And so in addition to developing the legs, you know, we recognize that the squat causes muscular growth throughout the entire body, stimulates the glandular systems, you know, causes the production of more male hormones. You know, it does a lot of good things for you. If you cannot squat, and the reader that we were discussing at the beginning of the show, quite frankly, cannot squat, or at least cannot squat safely, and really needs to look for an alternative. So your good alternatives are trap bar deadlifts, regular deadlifts, dumbbell squats, other exercises that involve large muscle mass, many muscle groups at the same time, that get you breathing hard and heavy. So, for example, Bob Hoffman's alternative to the squat was do what he called repetition weightlifting. You know, do 5 reps of the clean and press. 1 clean, 1 press makes 1 rep. Lower the bar, clean it again, press it again. That's 2 reps. Guess what? You do 5 of those, and you're going to be breathing pretty hard and heavy. It's very similar to doing that high rep breathing squat that is so well known as being a catalyst for big gains in muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you can train your legs the way Sid Klein liked to do it and the way George F. Jowett liked to do it with lighter weights, more deliberate movements, a lot of concentration, very full range of movement, and do fine. And you can do dumbbell squats. I mean, there are a number of different ways to use dumbbells very effectively for squats. And for some people, they're the perfect way to do squats. They don't put the same kind of pressure on your spine that a heavy bar will do.
Well, okay, so let me throw two other things at you real quick.
Yeah.
There is something called a hip belt that, as it sounds, it goes around your hips. Rob Regish talks about it all the time. It kind of looks like the thing that you, when people want to do weighted dips,
right?
They put that belt around their waist as a chain that hangs straight down. It kind of looks like that, but it's a bit more heavy duty. It actually has four attachments that attach to the mm-hmm. dongle, for lack of better terms, that hangs in the middle. Mm-hmm. And the dongle has an apparatus where you can actually put a pin on it and load it with plates. I think it'll hold up to 6 or 7 45-pound plates. You're not loading the spine. The hips are bearing all the weight, but you're doing a squatting movement, number one. Number two, Frank Zane has something that allows you to do a weighted sissy squat. It goes over the shoulders. You wear it like a vest. It has some pins that come out the front that you could put plates on it. Not very heavy, but, you know, you put a couple 45s on it or some smaller plates side by side. And you can do sissy squats with that, holding on to a door or a bar or something like that. What do you think about those two?
Okay. First of all, the Zane Leg Blaster.
Yes.
I have never used one. One of my older readers swears by it and just absolutely loves it and says it's the best and the safest thing he's ever done, and it's terrific. And this is someone who, by the way, back in the day was doing a whole lot of heavy training, including heavy weightlifting. So that's one thing. The other thing is this. I know that many, many of my readers, particularly older readers, have had very good results from the hip belt squat. However, very interesting that you would mention that, because the same reader that we've been talking about through the whole show tried the hip belt squat.
He didn't like it?
Well, remember, he's got rotoscoliosis, right?
Right.
And he needs to go in for regular chiropractic adjustments to kind of make sure his spine is not twisting, torquing into the wrong place.
Right.
Right? So when he does the hip belt squat, he has the hip belt pulling on his hips, which causes the spine to twist a little bit, in his case, and it pulls it out of joint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And his chiropractor said to him, if you keep doing them, every time you do that exercise, you're going to be in here the next day because it's going to pull you out of joint, and I'm going to have to put you back in.
Wow.
Okay, so he made a decision, not a good idea. And I was thinking about that in the context of doing dips or chins with extra weight around your waist. And I was thinking, you know what? That same reader, if he were doing weighted dips or weighted chins with what is essentially, as you pointed out, a hip belt, I wonder if that's twisting his back the wrong way and causing more problems than good.
It has to.
Yeah,
it
absolutely. And so it's like, gee, that's an interesting thought. You know, we go from leg training to what about weighted dips, weighted chins? You know, I mean, this stuff, the human body is just completely interconnected, and everything affects everything. And that's something that we all of us really, really need to focus on. I'm a huge believer that injuries don't just happen. They happen because of a cause. And sometimes it's that little thing that you're not thinking about that causes a huge problem down the road.
I think that this guy's got to be realistic about what he can actually do and what he can't do, and he has to just adjust to it, unless he can do something that will affect his rotoscoliosis in a positive way.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the other thing is this. He's 45, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he may read about the, you know, the 20-rep breathing squat and gaining 20 pounds of muscle real fast, and he may just be frantic to do that. But you know what? That's something that works a whole lot better if you're a teenager, early 20s.
Right.
It's not the way to focus or the thing to be going after in your mid-40s or your 50s.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and so it's a, you know, it's a question of finding the right goals and the right motivation for your particular stage of life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. I really do. You got to be sensible. Otherwise, what are you doing this for? You know,
That's
why are
true.
You really doing this? Great discussion. Hopefully people got some ideas. If you're just looking for great leg development, I don't think you have to squat. Just like if you're looking for great back development, you don't have to just do deadlifts. So there's a lot more to the story than that. The website is brookscubic, KUBIK.com. Go there and check it out. Of course, if you're on Amazon.com, search for one of Brooks's Kindle ebooks. Pick them up today. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Catch you next week, Carl.
Talk soon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, Dr. Tom McGuire is going to be with us talking about three natural ways to rid the body of mercury. And if you have silver fillings in your mouth, you must hear this. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're like me, you have some of those silver fillings in your mouth. Isn't it funny they call them silver fillings? The appropriate term for them is amalgam. And one of the things they don't tell you about, or they didn't tell you about when I was a young man, getting those wonderful silver fillings, I just assumed they were silver, is that there is mercury in them. Now, we've done numerous shows over the past decade talking about the poisonous or potential poisonous effects of these fillings. We've even talked about the idiocy of the American Dental Association, who owns the patent on these fillings, to continue to promote these fillings as safe ways to deal with dental caries, cavities. And there are an emerging group of critical thinking dentists out there. But most of them remain silent because they're afraid of reprisals. My next guest is not one of them. He's Dr. Tom McGuire. How are you doing, Dr. McGuire?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. And a critical thinker, Dr. McGuire, is, but also a courageous dentist who is actually putting himself on the line by talking about these kind of things. Isn't it true? I've learned over the years of trying to do these shows about amalgam, most dentists are afraid to talk about it because of the potential repercussions against them from within the dental community, right?
Yeah, that's true. One of the things that the ADA says is that they're a perfectly safe filling, even though 50% of that filling is mercury, and that mercury actually comes off when that filling is stimulated. So everybody knows that. They don't argue about that, but because the ADA says they're safe and they're not going to harm anybody, that makes it difficult for some dentists to get out and talk about that issue.
So this notion that the mercury is somehow bound in this amalgam filling, it makes no sense to me, but maybe I'm not understanding it properly. I'm not a chemist. Is the mercury free or bound? Is it inert? Why would the ADA say that putting mercury in someone's mouth, something, by the way, if your child brings a thermometer to school, drops it on the ground, and the beads of mercury bounce around on the floor, they call a hazmat team, and they empty the school out. But yet you have multiple amounts of those beads in your mouth. Is it somehow inert, Dr. McGuire?
No, it isn't. It is a bond, but it's a very weak bond. And the key here is, in regard to how much mercury is released, is the temperature. So if that filling is stimulated by chewing or brushing or any other action that you might do at home or at the dental office, mercury vapor is released from that filling. And mercury vapor is the most toxic non-radioactive substance on the planet. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. So it's very dangerous because you never know how much you're getting. But it comes off all the time. On my website, I have a YouTube video link that I did where I showed how much comes off when you just brush a single amalgam filling. And it's probably 4-5 times higher than what's allowed by any of the regulatory agencies in the workplace.
How did you ascertain this? Did you do some sort of lab work to do this?
Well, there's an instrument out there called the Jerome Mercury Vapor Analyzer that the EPA recommends. It's used in industry to monitor the workplace because OSHA does have requirements that you can only have a certain amount of mercury vapor in a workplace. So they use these kinds of instruments. So I got one because I wanted to see actually what a machine that's accepted by industry would record versus everybody guessing. You know, I think a lot comes off, none comes off. You know, it's he said, she said.
Okay, so the ADA then, their backup response is that this vapor is only released for a short period of time, and these older fillings, like the ones I have in my mouth from my 20s, and I'm 57 now, they're harmless now. The mercury is pretty much gone. What about that?
Well, it comes off all the time. It comes off even at rest. That's how weak that bond is. The temperature, I did the test at room temperature before I brushed it, and 6 micrograms per cubic meter of air, this is just the number they use, came off just at rest. So that's coming off a little bit. I tested thousands of fillings in people's teeth, and there was only one time, and he had that filling for over 45 years, that it didn't show anything. So it may be a little bit less, but the critical thing is this mercury doesn't just go in your body and out. After a while, the body is less able to remove it, so it starts accumulating. And that's where the issues come in, the health issues, because people can be exposed to more mercury from other sources, you know, occupationally, from the environment, from fish, seafood, for example. So mercury is out there, but the single greatest source, according to the World Health Agency, is that we're exposed to when you have amalgam fillings comes from amalgam fillings, the mercury from amalgam fillings.
What kind of diseases have been associated, clearly associated, not, you know, posturally that we think, what kind of diseases are associated with mercury poisoning? Isn't mercury a neurotoxin?
It's classified as a neurotoxin, but it affects the whole body. And, of course, there's neurological symptoms, anger, anxiety, depression, fear, mood swings, all this kind of stuff. Just about every single thing you can imagine neurologically can be caused under certain conditions, but certainly contributed to by being exposed to mercury over time. Then there's other things. For example, the heart, heart disease is affected by it, the lungs, the muscles, the joints, digestive system, the throat and mouth. And what it does is, Carl, is that the mercury actually diminishes the effect of the immune system. So not only will it cause or contribute to its own set of symptoms and diseases, but it weakens the body over time, and the body's less able to deal with other things that they're confronted with.
Why can't we, I know this is not, this was not discussed to be part of the interview, but I can't help but wonder, why can't the American people form some sort of alliance to come down on the ADA for making these recommendations that clearly are dangerous and harmful to the human condition?
Well, Carl, that's a good question. There is a movement out there amongst what I would call the lay people, and also within the dental profession. There's some dental organizations out there now that have, you know, joined together, the dentists joined together to produce more of a united front. And things are changing. For example, today more than 50% of the dentists are mercury-free. That's half of the problem. They're not putting in amalgams. But the real problem that comes in is the ones that aren't mercury-safe. That means that they don't protect the patient when they remove the amalgam fillings. So you have the patient has an issue with the mercury coming off the fillings while they're in their mouth, but they also have the problem of when they go to the dentist of having them either put in or taken out unsafely, which releases, this is acute, huge, huge amounts of mercury vapor during that time. So there is a movement. There's some things going on in the government. There's a video DVD coming out, You Put What in My Mouth, and people can Google that. And that's starting to get that kind of grassroots thing you're talking about going.
Will insurance companies cover the removal of amalgam fillings yet?
No, they don't. The insurance companies, dental insurance companies, aren't really in that business to protect our health. They're in it to make money. And they pretty much follow what the ADA says. And if the ADA says these fillings are safe, then why give somebody else more money to have an alternative, safer filling put in when the ADA says there's no need for that?
Have there been any successful cases of people connecting the dots to from amalgam fillings to illnesses or diseases that they have to the point where the insurance companies have had to belly up to the bar and say, okay, we have to pay for the removal of these?
Well, at some point, in other words, I believe that it's not just the handwriting on the wall. It's etched on the wall. These fillings are going to be banned either through government action or, you know, class action lawsuits, maybe common sense. Who knows? Maybe the ADA will wake up. But amalgam fillings really should be called mercury amalgam fillings or mercury silver fillings because 50% of the filling is mercury. Three countries we know of right now have actually banned them. They cannot be used in the mouth anymore, and that's Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. And so you see there is a movement worldwide. The World Health Agency and some other ones are going through things to try to get mercury banned. You know, it is everybody knows that it's a poison. The problem is, and you alluded to that, is that most people don't know it. In fact, there was a study done a few years back, and they asked people, did you know that mercury was in amalgam filling? 76% of them didn't know it. And 92% wanted to know, and once they found that out, of course, and 77% of them said that they would choose a more expensive filling just to replace and get rid of that poisonous mercury filling. So things are happening. I've watched this over the last 35 years, and I can tell by your questions you really have a lot of experience here. Thankfully, things are moving. I feel that that has a lot to do with the fact that the Internet is now dominant, and that has kind of blocked the ADA from sort of covering this up even more than they did.
Multiple,
because now information is available.
Multiple sclerosis is on an all-time rise right now, and some of the early signs of multiple sclerosis are numbness, tightness in the extremities, in the hands and the feet, the areas of the body that have the poorest blood flow, if you will, because the small blood vessels and the nature of these areas of the body, which allow metabolic waste to accumulate in these areas and give them time to demyelinate nerve endings and destroy nerve endings to the point where people develop these issues. And lots of people will look at grains and glyphosate, which clearly have an effect on these things. But I keep coming back to wondering about the number of people who have MS that also have moderate to large amounts of amalgam fillings in their mouth, the accumulation of mercury and the demyelination of these nerve endings in these smaller extremities. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Tom?
Yeah, another great question. They've shown this definitively in Alzheimer's, what it does to the myelin, as far as curling them up. And there's a similar effect with MS, as you brought up. I think that anybody out there with any disease that, especially if the doctor's going, well, I'm not sure exactly what caused it, but you have it. Anybody with that kind of situation should look in the mouth. For example, I have another book I have that I wrote. It's called Oral Health, Healthy Teeth, Healthy Body. And it gets into these areas where that's another part of oral health that needs to be looked at because it can contribute to a whole ton of other serious health issues. So you add somebody with, say, gum disease or infected root canals that has a mouthful of amalgam fillings, their risk factor for all of these diseases, including MS, goes way up. So, you know, if you go to the dentist and they tell you, well, I have a mouthful of fillings, and you look at your health history and you say, I have this and this and this, that's related to chronic mercury poisoning, either directly or indirectly, you can start to look at a potential cause, and that can be dealt with.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question before the break, and then when we take the break, we're going to come back. We're going to start talking about ways to rid the body of mercury, because this is one of your specific books that you've written very successfully. So I decide I don't care if the insurance is going to pay for it. I need to get these mercury fillings out of my mouth. How do I know I'm choosing the right dentist? I have a feeling that removal will put you at the greatest risk of momentary load. How do I know that this dentist knows what he's doing in order to remove amalgam fillings from my mouth?
Boy, you got a whole load of great questions. I bet your audience are really happy with you. This is an important question because more and more dentists now are becoming mercury-free and mercury-safe. On my website, on my homepage, I have an FAQ section with a list of questions that deal with just about everything that we've talked about or will talk about today. And one of them there is how to find a mercury-safe dentist and the protocols that they use to safely remove fillings. So a patient can look at these protocols, and when they contact their dentist, they can ask them, do you do this or don't you do this? I also have the largest, most comprehensive directory of mercury-safe dentists on my website. So people can go there and look up in their state or their zip code and find one that I know I've verified that does mercury-safe dentistry.
The website is mercurysafedentists.com, by the way, mercurysafedentists.com, which not only can you get the guidance that Dr. McGuire just pointed out, but also access to many of his books. This is really an important discussion, and I got to tell you something. I don't share with this audience my own health issues that I battle from time to time, but I'm starting to become of the mind that I'm going to have to break off a chunk of money and get these mercury fillings out of my mouth once and for all, if for nothing else, to eliminate them as a possible contributor to some of these issues. This angers me. It angers me because, I'm sorry, Dr. Tom, this is an arm's length from you. I'm not the idiots at the ADA who say that it's safe to put mercury in people's mouths should be placed in jail. They have shortened the lives of millions of people in this country. I would stand them up next to any sinister regime that has taken the lives of large numbers of people. And yet, they seem to have immunity from any repercussions. That's what makes me sad. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intends
attended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tom McGuire. His website is MercurySafeDentists.com. You can go there and find a dentist that you should use for your new fillings, too, by the way.
Yeah, because, absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't want anybody who has mercury in the office at all.
No, yeah, you don't want it anywhere in your street, let alone in your mouth.
Well, and it, you know, there was once a statistic, you know, dentists commit suicide at a very high rate and suffer from severe depression as an industry, higher than any other medical or allied health industry, and maybe it's because of the exposure to mercury.
Well, you know something, Carl, that's a very interesting question, because when I wrote one of my first books on oral hygiene, I saw those statistics. And being a dentist, I said, okay, I can relate because I'm exposed to bacteria and high-pitched sound and odd positions and all kinds of materials. But I didn't even realize mercury could have been involved in that for a long time. And once I did, I would say that's the major contributor to the health issues and the emotional, psychological problems that the dentists have to a high percentage.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about detoxification. Is it realistic to think that you can do something that can affect your body's ability to rid itself of mercury?
Yes, you can. That's the good news. The body has always had the ability to remove mercury, only its ability was really limited to small amounts, because we weren't exposed to the amount of mercury that we are today from the fillings, for sure, but from the environment and industry, et cetera. So the body has that ability, but it gets overburdened over time. Remember when I was speaking earlier, I said chronic mercury poisoning versus
right.
acute. And chronic mercury poisoning is not a disease, but it's an accumulation of a toxic poison in the body. So in some people, it's going to take, there's a lot of factors involved and variables, but in some people it will take a while before some of these symptoms show up. You know, they have to be built up. In the meantime, the body's trying to remove as much mercury as possible, but it's less and less able to remove it over time, because in removing it, the very substances the body uses, like glutathione and alpha-lipoic acid, for example, are also lost in the process of taking out the mercury. So you're really into the health stuff, and you know all this. So you can see that it's a good news that every time an atom of mercury gets taken out of the body, two molecules of glutathione are lost forever.
Ah.
So now you see over time the mercury levels go down, but so do the glutathione levels, which were already depleted. So if the body is not being given what it needs, and you know this better than probably anybody, the body is really a miracle if you give it what it needs to do what it has to do. And so what I did is I did a ton of research for a number of years just to figure out how all this stuff worked. And then I decided I wanted to take the natural approach. There's chelators, pharmaceutical chelators, basically drugs out there that people are pushing for this purpose. And they can cause more problems than they solve. You know, the body doesn't like those things either.
Right.
So I took the natural approach and studied everything, how the body worked, and came up with this program. And it's my book is Mercury Detoxification, the Natural Way to Remove Mercury from the Body. And I put together a supplement program that is essential if somebody wants to actually start the process of removing the mercury that's stored in the body. And the first step is what you talked about at the beginning. The first step is to get rid of the source.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is a big mistake that people make. They'll buy a book like this, they'll do these things, and they'll go, oh, it's not working. Look, if you don't remove the insult first, don't even bother trying to rid your body of the mercury.
That's a good point, because it's like swimming upstream and the current's going faster than you are.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons why I tell people one of the key elements of a detox program isn't exactly taking the right things, which is really, really important, but it's patience, compliance, you know, having confidence and faith that you're working and not thinking this is going to happen overnight like antibiotics.
Okay, I want to talk about that for a second. This is the number one reason people get derailed from anything that works, because they don't do it long enough to see that it works. So it's true of personal training, weight loss, and it's true of this as well. You have to trust that the process is going to work. Commit to it for the long haul. Don't watch the pot waiting for it to boil. Go on with your life, but commit to it and do it. Know that it has worked for others and it will work for you, and move on up the road. If every day you're going, oh, the tingling hasn't gone away yet, oh, this isn't working, then you end up hopping from one thing to another, and nothing ever works, and you could have tried three different things that would have worked had you stuck with it long enough.
Perfect. I couldn't have said it better, because that's one of the reasons why I include in the program a subjective symptom chart, where people can write down all the symptoms they're feeling, every single one, to the little tiniest one. Because, as you well know, everybody's looking to get rid of the most severe symptom. And that's usually the one that's going to take the longest. So while the body is doing this repair process slowly and slowly and slowly, but safely, of course, some of these other minor symptoms will start going away. But if you don't know what they are, don't remember, you go, well, I guess it's not working, like you said. But if you know some of these things are improving, then there's more motivation involved as far as keeping going. But it is a time factor. Everybody asks me, Carl, they say, how long is it going to take before I get better? And no one on the planet can answer that. You know, everybody's different. You just have to keep on going. That's the bottom line.
Chewing gum. I got to believe chewing gum is the worst thing you can do. I just spit a piece of gum out if you have amalgam fillings. I'm basically working hard to release more mercury, am I not?
That's what you're doing with it. Anything that stimulates, anything that heats that filling, which in the kind of heat we're talking about mostly is friction, whether it's chewing food, chewing gum, grinding your teeth at night. People that have a lot of amalgam fillings and grind their teeth, boy, they're getting it huge doses all through the night, let alone when they stimulate them during the daytime. So, you know, there are things that you can do in The first book that I wrote about this is The Poison in Your Teeth, Mercury Amalgam, Silver Fillings, Hazardous to Your Health. That would be the first step. If somebody said, well, my dentist told me don't worry, but somebody else said I should worry and Carl told me this, then that's the book they should start to read, because that details all the things we started to talk about, you know, with what amalgam fillings do and how they affect your health. Then once you make that commitment to have the fillings removed, you can start on that detox program, though, anytime. But now you know why you're doing it, and then the detox book goes into how to do it. So there's a 100% coverage there, and that YouTube video I mentioned at the beginning that's on my website.
Right.
If somebody says, well, I don't want to read a whole book, but how can I get the information that will really convince me? Just watch that YouTube video, and if you don't call up a dentist to get them removed after that, then there's not much I can do.
I got to be honest with you. If you need someone to tell you why you should not have mercury in your mouth, you have bigger problems. I'm sorry. You've lost all critical thinking skills entirely. We're going to take our next commercial break. When we come back, we'll start getting into the three top natural ways to rid the body of mercury with Dr. Tom McGuire. Go check out his website. It's mercurysafedentists.com. If you're like me, I'm already budgeting for it in my head. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tom McGuire. His website is mercurysafedentist.com. I got to tell you the truth. I'm fuming. I am so pissed off. You have no idea. You're laughing, right? I'm like, man, I want the ADA to pay to have my amalgam fillings removed. I want them to, I want the insurance company to pay. They're wrong. They're idiots to let all these people. And you know what I'm thinking about, Dr. Tom? I got a new mantra. If it's no good for pregnant women and no good for babies, it's no good for me.
That's a great one.
You know, this is nonsense. Okay, so I know that you have protocols and strategies and supplements and all this sort of stuff in the book. The book is loaded with these. Give me the top three. How do I use them? What do I take to help reduce the mercury load in my body?
All right. That's a question I get asked, and I think it's a good one up to a point, because as you well know, probably as much as anybody I've talked to, the body is all connected. You know, there's the toes connected to the hair in some ways, you know, so everything
right.
is connected. So I decided based on that I didn't want to just isolate the program and say, here, take these two or three things, even though they could be helpful. I wanted sort of a health building overall covering everything, because people that are suffering chronic mercury poisoning are deficient in a lot of things. But to answer your question, the three things that I would actually say now four.
Okay.
But
hey, we're getting a free one, everybody.
See, you listen to Carl's radio station, you get all kinds of things. Glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC.
Oh, God, I take both of these. This is wonderful. Keep going.
Great. Alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, and selenium. Now, those are the ones that are more specifically involved in the chelation or natural detoxification of mercury and other heavy metals. So you're getting a bonus here. The body's not going to just eliminate mercury that's in there and store it. It's going to go for the other heavy metals too,
right.
You know, lead, cadmium, et cetera. But when my program probably has maybe 20 supplements, I can't remember exactly the number, the full program that's in the book, and I have all kinds of charts how to use it and keep track of it and everything for compliance. But I started to get these questions where people would say either I can't take that many supplements or I can't afford that many supplements. What's the minimum amount you would take that would still make a difference? So I did that. I have the eight essential ones that should be a part of any mercury detoxification, certainly mine, but it's not the full program. So what I did is I found a good solid vitamin company, as you know, one that, you know, actually does what they say and pure. And I put together these eight essential detox supplements. So along with the selenium, there'd be free form amino acids. And, you know, that means that protein is basically digested, pre-digested.
Right.
Vitamin C, a good multivitamin and a multi-mineral as a base. So those are the eight essential ones that if that's all you do, you're still going to make a difference. It's not going to do everything the full program would do. It might not happen in the same rate. But certainly those are the ones that are essential. And again, on the website, my website is over 400 pages of information, and most of it's for the layperson. So not only do I have my books and stuff for sale, but I give a lot of free information there.
Okay.
And it details these eight. It breaks them down. It tells you what's in each one of them. You know, you're big on that. And, you know, what they do in sort of a capsule form. You know, the book goes into detail of every single one that I recommend and why I recommend it, et cetera.
What about DMSA? You're familiar with DMSA?
Yes.
Okay, so I have this theory. I actually am about to start a planned phlebotomy process where every 3 months I will give the maximum amount of blood I can to some organization. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I'm doing this more for myself than for them, but they can have my blood. But I'm thinking about using DMSA the day before, or actually the morning of, and then going in and giving blood. My theory is DMSA makes the body release these metals into the bloodstream, and I go ahead and give a pint. So I'm basically, it's like, and I've actually have a good friend who's a physicist, and I said, look, if you have a closed system and it's got X amount of pints of liquid in it, and the liquid has the ability to become dirtied, and he said, well, what's the rate of dirtying it? I said, I don't know. I says, how many times would you have to remove one pint and put in a new pint before the large majority of the fluid would be relatively new? And so we have this whole plan over the course of the next 16 months that I'm going to do. My goal is to have brand new blood, or as close to it, in the next 16 months. But at the same time, I want to put myself in a position where the blood I'm getting rid of is as loaded as possible with the things that I want to get rid of.
Well, if you, the idea is great.
So you don't think I'm crazy, Dr. Tom?
Well, no. I think we just tweak it a little bit.
Okay.
The one thing that you talked about earlier is you got to get those fillings out because
yes.
The mercury that you inhale, the vapor you inhale from the fillings, goes into the lungs and then into the bloodstream, and some of it stays there, attaches to red blood cells and inhibits, knocks off the iron, so your ability to take oxygen is diminished. Then what doesn't stop there goes into the rest of the body. So what happens is that, you know, you're going to, every time you give blood, if you still have these fillings, it's going to have mercury in it.
Right.
Now, if you take DMSA, which is actually a pharmaceutical chelator, probably of the two that are most commonly used, I think that's the best one, but it's still a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the DMSA, the body is trying to remove DMSA just as DMSA is trying to remove mercury, but what it uses to get rid of DMSA is glutathione. So now it's further depleting your body of what's already depleted. So I just don't recommend a pharmaceutical chelation until the body's gotten a lot healthier.
Gotcha.
Until your immune system is built.
Well,
up.
I'll stay away from the DMSA. I already take 4, 8, 12. I already take 1,500 milligrams of lipospherically encapsulated glutathione a day.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And so, along with lipospheric R-ALA, lipospheric vitamin C. And so, I've got those covered. But you're right. None of this means anything until I get rid of the amalgam fillings. And so maybe what I'll do is I'll continue. I'm going to go ahead and give the blood, but I think I'm going to just leave the DMSA out of the equation.
Yeah, I would do that. And you know, you're heading in the right direction now, not only for yourself, but you know, for anybody that's going to have, you know, be influenced. If you give blood, that's part of you. You know that, so it's got everything in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably the most important thing, again, is to give the body what it needs and let it do what it does. You know, you don't even have to really think about it. It happens so fast, as you know. But if it doesn't get what it needs, it'll never do the job, you know, and people just start getting, you know, they get periodically worse and worse. If you ask anybody that started with a symptom of chronic mercury poisoning, they would say, oh, yeah, I noticed this a little bit, and it showed up every once in a while. Over time, you ask them again, they say, yeah, it's starting to be there longer and longer, and then pretty soon they'll say, Jesus, they're all the time.
Right.
You know, it just happens over time. So it's kind of, you've heard this before, I know, detox is kind of like peeling an onion, layer upon layer upon layer. You have to remove it like that because the body is not set up to just sacrifice all its glutathione, for example, because it's needed for free radicals
right.
and all the other things.
Right.
So that process is going to be a slower process depending on the individual. But that's where the thing that you brought up, patience and compliance, you know.
We have to go into the break. I want, okay. When we come back, I've got a couple questions for you.
About and I want to mention ORMD. You mentioned that in your ad.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that. I actually want to talk about oil, using oils and that sort of stuff, but also sonic toothbrushes if you have amalgam fillings. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. The website is mercurysafedentist.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use ORA-MD. ORA-MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of ORA-MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the ORA-MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but ORA-MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel,
Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tom McGuire. His website is mercurysafedentists.com. If you have amalgam fillings, it's something you really need to think about now before you develop symptoms and wonder, I wonder if this is from my fillings. Get rid of them now. And we need to start a movement to make the ADA acknowledge the mistake that they've made so that insurance companies pick up the tab for removing these damn things from our mouths. They paid to have them put in there. They need to pay to have them taken back out again. Okay, so I have been using for the past few years a sonic toothbrush. Is that a mistake if I have amalgam fillings? And then I want to talk about Aura MD because I've heard that it's better to brush with oils than it is with toothpaste for this reason. But go ahead. Sonicare. Okay. Sonicare. What about that?
Before we get into that, I want to say something before I forget or we run out of time that I've done a lot of radio shows and you're the best interviewer that I've ever had and the most knowledgeable. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that before we ran out.
Wow, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. No, that, I really appreciate that. I really
It's true. You know, it's really good to talk to somebody that knows what they're doing, pretty much.
Well, you know what it is, Dr. Tom? I don't see myself as the host. I'm just like everybody else in the audience. We're just looking for answers to live longer, stronger, healthier, more vibrant lives. And I want the same things the audience do. I don't want to be killed by toxic materials that are in my food, in my water, in my mouth, and I want access to things that are going to help me live a longer, stronger life. That's it.
Well, it works, I'll tell you. And you know, when you talked about the sonic brush,
yeah,
that's just another example of the kind of stimulation that I was saying. You have to look at that sonic toothbrush not just as what it does to the teeth and gums, but the amount of literally back and forth brushes that happens with a sonic or any other electric toothbrush is a lot greater than you'll ever get with your manual toothbrush. And that generates a lot of friction. So you don't want to use that sonic brush on the fillings themselves. You know, you can do around the gum lines and stuff, you know, and the filling itself is not going to get decayed. You want to get some cleaning around the filling where it joins. But again, you know, one of the easiest things to deal with is what you talked about. You get the fillings out. Over all these years that I've been doing this, Carl, I run into people that once they find out what this issue is about, you know, like I said, 70%, 72% didn't even know they have a mercury in their fillings. And they're upset. They know mercury is not good. They might not know the extent of how bad it is, but they know it's not good. And once they find out, and once they find out what it's done to them, especially the female, I'm sure you find out that more females than men are usually more interested in this kind of stuff.
Well, that's because most men are, I don't want to say it, but women worry about these kind of things. We don't, right?
Yeah. And they get very angry about it, you know, about what was done to them because they didn't know, they didn't have a choice.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I found out over the years is that if you don't get the information you need, I mean, from your show, from my books, my website, wherever else they get it, if they don't get that information in a way they can understand, they continue to be a victim, and they have no choice in the matter. The worst thing I found for myself or others when I talked to them is that, gosh, I only wish I knew that. I would have done something about it. Well, now the ones that know, they should do something about it.
What about using the oil? I've heard things about oil pulling and how oils are better to use than surfactants and all these other things. Is that true? Am I doing myself a better favor by using Aura MD, which I love?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I thought it was really pretty ironic because I heard it on the ad, and that's the only, it's 3-in-1, as you know. It's a toothpaste and it's a mouth freshener, mouthwash, and
yeah,
breath freshener, all in one. And I don't even have to say the things because you said everything in the ad. But it's the only toothpaste that I've ever recommended.
Really?
And, I've been using it for about 10 years, and I think it's great. You know, everything else, even natural toothpaste, have things that you don't want in your body.
Well, like abrasives. So, for instance, if you're trying to minimize the release of the toxins from your fillings, you probably don't want to use abrasives until you get them all removed.
No, absolutely, you don't. You and every once in a while what I do, now I don't have any more amalgams, but every once in a while I'll use a baking soda in between if I forget or something to give a little bit of a abrasiveness to it.
Right, a whitener, right, right.
Yeah, but you know, there are dentists out there that says you don't even need anything on the just a toothbrush, but I don't agree with that part. But ORMD, they did that study in University of Kentucky, and it showed, this what really, you know, got me excited, was it showed it actually inhibits the bacteria that causes gum disease. So, you know, it's not just one of those nice things that just clean the teeth. It helps get rid of the bad guys.
Okay, so I'm doing the right thing by using the oil. I'm doing the wrong thing by using the Sonicare right now. I can use it on the side of the teeth, but I shouldn't use it on the surfaces. Is it true that if I go get amalgams removed that I should do them one at a time as opposed to all of them in one day? Or do you think it's like ripping a Band-Aid off, just get it over with and be done with it?
Another good question. Usually that'll be more of a clinical decision made by the dentist as far as what's the most practical.
Okay.
As long as you are going to a dentist that's mercury safe, that uses all the safe protocols to protect you, you can get the amount of mercury that you'd be normally exposed to down to practically zero. I mean, it's impossible to get it to zero, but even at those low amounts, it's like, you know, you can handle that. So the key thing here is to find a dentist that actually is aware of this issue, feels the same way about it as you do and I do, and actually have gone the extra mile to make their practice actually mercury-free and mercury-safe. So it's not just enough to go to a dentist who's mercury-free. That just means he doesn't put in fillings, but that doesn't mean he takes them out safely.
Yeah.
So again, on the website, on that FAQ section on the homepage, it has those protocols listed there. So somebody could actually verify if their dentist did that or didn't do it. And then my Mercury Safe Dentist Directory, which they can access on my website too, will give them a list of dentists throughout the country and the world, actually.
Yeah, I'm on there now. I'm actually going to see if my current dentist, Dr. Schoenlob, is on there. And if not, I'm going to find somebody else, because I know they have to use a special drill that actually has a vacuum on it. It has to be an ADA, OSHA requires like filtration. I know they got to put a rubber dam in your mouth so you don't swallow any of it. I mean, I've swallowed particles of amalgam fillings already over the years that, you know, when they remove something. I mean, it's scary. This is so reckless. I got to be honest with you. It just seems reckless to me.
Well, it's reckless. It's insane, really. It just doesn't make any logical sense at all. And you're right when you said that. You know, the harm it's caused to, you know, literally tens and hundreds of millions of people over the years that could have been avoided if they just would have opened their eyes and not been so stubborn. It is. But now the thing is, that means the responsibility shifts to the individual, and neither you or I can do anything about that except provide them with information and wish them the best.
Man, I'm so mad at the ADA, you have no idea. Okay, look, it's a great discussion. Dr. Tom, hold on when we end the show. I want to pick up the phone. I want to talk to you about something anyway. But
okay,
this is great information. You can go and get the book about mercury detoxification to learn the entire protocol, and it's a long protocol, at mercurysafedentist.com. You can also find yourself a mercury safe dentist to help remove your amalgam fillings. I have a bunch. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. You have no idea. And I'm going to forego anything new in my life to get these damn things out of my mouth once and for all. Dr. Tom, thanks for being on the show. Stay on the line, okay? Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for the first hour, Physical Culture Radio. Go to his website, Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. Go to Amazon.com. He's got a bunch of Kindle ebooks. Download them now. No need for deferred gratification. Today is Thursday, which means tomorrow's Casual Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And we will see you then. Thank you for listening today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen